Hello there, and thanks for joining me on today's podcast, The Psychology Report. What's the value of a woman? That's the topic of the discussion tonight. I'd like to just bring up the issue of women in our economy, in our country's economy. Been a number of studies recently devoted to this topic. What do women really contribute to our economy? Or how little do women contribute to our economy? And this has really been fired by the speeches and the thinking of Miss Yellen, Y-E-L-L-E-N. And you know, she is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen. And she's got some particular views in regards to women in the workplace and their value. And we can just take a look at it a little bit. 51% of America's population are made up of women, but only 46% of them work in the workforce. So there's a little bit of a disparity there. 10 million women stay at home and are at-home mothers, as compared to only 2 million men who stay at home and are stay-at-home fathers. So women, by and large, are stay-at-home mothers, and men are the go-out-and-work fathers of our country. Now, that's always been the case. Maybe the numbers vary a little bit more from one year to another, and certainly the numbers are quite different currently. More women are working in the workplace than has been the case historically. Ms. Yellen goes on to say this, that America is falling behind the advanced economies of Europe, particularly due to the low rate of female labor force participation. In other words, the low rate of employment by women. She cited a 2012 study by the global strategy consulting firm by the name of Strategy End, which makes a compelling case that the gross domestic product, in other words, our production level of America, our output of all the work produced, and what she's saying is that it would rise 5% if female employment were boosted to the same level as male employment. Interesting, isn't it? So women are a 5% drain on our economy, according to Ms. Yellen. It'd be 5% higher if they got out of the house and worked, which means that they would work, and then they would have to hire somebody to work to do the job that they're doing at home. So she's saying, actually, we'd have higher employment. Mother would work, and therefore she'd have to hire a home babysitter of some type, who then would work and be paid. So this would all increase the workforce of our country and the production of our country. The work production, the output, what we produce as a country, would go up 5%. Just if females started to work more. So that's the value of women, according to Ms. Yellen. Now, one study conducted by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, that kind of sounds like a government committee, doesn't it, suggests that the work production would be about 20% higher if it accounted for the housework and the child care in private households. In other words, if you figure out the number of hours that women in the home actually work by taking care of their children and taking care of the home and whatever else they do, she's saying that we would have a much higher level of performance in the workplace. In other words, our production would be increased. You know what it would be increased by? 26%. If we just took the figures of a woman in the home and what she does and babysits and takes care of her children and takes care of the home, if we figure out what she'd be paid for that and put that into the formula of what men produce and what the working woman produces in our countries, in other words, they'd all be combined together, our production level of our country would increase by 26%. So in other words, that's a pretty valued person that is working in the home and taking care of our children. Now, what does she do in the home? Well, the average woman spends about 18 hours in child care in the home. And she spends about 30 hours of household work each week. That's full-time employment. That's 48 hours of work a week just taking care of the home and taking care of the children. Whatever else she does is an addition to that. Volunteer work, you know, contributions to the school, you know, and so on. But she is producing about 48 hours of work per week just as being a stay-home mother. And that's an industry. The child care industry is about $4.7 trillion in our country. So she's contributing to that if she actually were paid. So you can see that the woman in the home is not sitting around, not eating bongo chocolates or whatever. She's working. 48 hours of what a woman's work productivity level is in the home, just by taking care of her children and taking care of the home itself. So, mothers, we appreciate that. Some people don't appreciate that. And Ms. Yellen does not appreciate that. Because Ms. Yellen would like to see the productivity level of our country increased. She'd like to see it increased by 5%. And the way that she would do that, if she could, is to wave her wand or to create a law, is to make women work. Get out of the home and work. And we'll get a 5% bigger productivity level in our workforce. That's her thinking. And there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure from government to get the woman out of the home and get her working so that we can even be a greater society by work. Now, that's not Trump's idea. We're not going to get great by taking women out of the home. That's not what he thinks. But that's Ms. Yellen's approach, you know, to it all. Now, according to a report by the McKinsey Global Institute, kind of a private institute, women contribute about $6.9 trillion to the productivity of America. That was in 2014, as compared to what men produce and contribute, $10.3 trillion. So women are about $7 trillion and men are about $10 trillion. But they both contribute to our productivity levels. So you can see men actually do produce, you know, greater. Now, this is an interesting little study here that was done in the American Economic Review and found that the motivation and support of wives for her husband when he goes out to work so that he can be fully committed to his job will boost his income by approximately 27%. So here she works 48 hours at home, and if she supports him and allows him to work and be productive and to do his work fully, he makes about 27% more than he would otherwise. So mothers and women, you know, you play a significant role. You may not make a lot of dollars yourself in your home care, but you support your husband, who in turn makes more dollars, so everybody's better off. Interesting, isn't it? 27% greater income by men who have a wife who supports him and allows him to be fully committed to his job and able to do it without encumbrances. Now, Here's another aspect about women in the home and women contributing to our society. This is a very important issue, and it's certainly important to me. A study by the Harvard School of Public Health. And what this particular study found is that for every hour a child is left unsupervised in the home between 6 and 9 p.m., that's after school, for every hour that child is left unsupervised, that child is 16% more likely to score in the bottom quarter of the standardized math tests of his school system. In other words, you put the child at risk. If that kid is unsupervised, which means mother's out working, nobody's at home, he's unsupervised, and he has a great risk, and he'll be 16% more likely to score at the bottom quarter of a standardized math test. Other studies show that unsupervised children are more likely to use drugs or alcohol. We've said this many times in podcasts in the past. Unsupervised children are more likely to use drugs and alcohol. They're more likely to engage in early sexual behavior. And they're more likely to commit crime. You see? That's the issue right there. That's the nub issue. If mom's out working, and kids are left alone, or left unsupervised, or loosely supervised, or minimally supervised, they're at risk academically, they're at risk socially, they're at risk in crime, they're at risk in the area of addiction, and they're at risk in the area of sexuality. One in five pre-teenagers, this would be the ages of maybe 6 to 12, are regularly left at home after school while both parents are out working. That's the fact of the situation. One in five, that's 20%, of these pre-teenagers, 6 to 12, are regularly left alone at home while the parents are out working. And those kids are the ones at risk. So this study, or a series of studies, kind of show kind of an interesting pattern. The mother in the home is vital to a child's success at school, vital to a child's success socially, and vital to a child's success in all areas of daily living so they don't get into trouble, don't get in trouble with the law, don't get in trouble with each other, and don't find themselves at risk and be sexually encumbered. So mom plays a great role there in making sure kids can be successful just by her being aware of where the children are and being on top of it and being in the home and being supervising these kids. Okay? So she plays a great role there. She contributes, secondly, she contributes to her husband's productivity by the support that she gives him and allows him to focus on his job, and he can increase his income by 27% just by that factor itself. Now, if women do work in the workplace, as they are currently, as they do currently, they do contribute to our productivity as a country. But if you take all the women and put them back in the workforce and let them work, the husband's income will go down, and she will have income and will produce a product in our country only worth 5% more than what we currently do. Well, it's a convoluted kind of a question. If she goes to work, he makes less. She makes a little bit. Does it balance out? And so what if our national product is not at 5% more than what it is currently? What if it's at 2% or 3% more or 1% more? That's good in itself without sacrificing the lives of women and sacrificing our children and sacrificing our husbands and our workforce of men. So, women, you're playing a great role. If you're in the home, you're playing a great role. And maybe a lot of women out there are working that really should be at home. Maybe she should be at home supporting her husband, who can then make more money. And maybe the overall effect is that with his making more money and she taking care of the children so they don't have trouble, the overall benefit of that will be greater than her going back to work and making whatever she makes in a part-time job or a full-time job or a quarter-time job or whatever it might be. So you have to look at that. That's what you have to weigh when you consider, do both work? And I'll add to this the studies that I've said before. Children raised in homes where the parents work 40 hours total. That's one parent 40 hours or two parents 20 hours. Those kids do well in school, well socially. They don't get into trouble. Kids that are raised in homes where both parents work full-time, that's 80 hours a week. She works 40, he works 40 and more. Those kids are at high risk and will be the ones that get into trouble, be the ones that will have academic failure, the ones that will have social problems, will have criminal problems, into drugs and into sexual behavior, etc. That's the kids. And the ones in between, where the parents are working 60 hours, maybe a 40-hour by the husband, maybe a 20-hour by the wife, or vice versa, or whatever it is, they're moderately at risk, but they're certainly at risk. So you got to weigh the consequences of the work. If you have to work, that's one thing. If you want to work, that's another. If you have to work full-time, that's one thing. If you can work part-time, that's another. These are all factors you have to weigh. Not be so concerned about making our national productivity level greater, but be concerned about what the implications are for the marriage and implications are for family life and the kids. Hey, good to have you with me today on the Psychology Report. This is an interesting topic. What is the worth of women? And in our economy of today. So thanks for joining me, and go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. If you'd like to be a sponsor of this podcast or my television program, which is every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I would love to have you as a sponsor. Let me know. Be in touch with me, would you? Now, television's coming up this coming Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. You go to centralvalleytalk.com, centralvalleytalk.com on the internet, and you'll access the television program at 10 o'clock. It's entitled Dr. Teach Me to Parent. I'd love to have you with me, and my guest this week is Dr. Honessian. We're going to talk about some of these kids that have trouble bonding and thriving and being part of our culture. They're often feeling very disconnected. So join us Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Nice to have you with me on then. Okay? And bye for now.